Good afternoon. Outside of a few flurries and scattered snow showers, we're seeing in and out sunshine today on the heels of a gusty west-northwest breeze behind a cold front, which settled in behind the bigger storm that went through over the weekend. So with a fresh coating of snow on the ground across interior New York and New England, more of a winter-like feel today. With temperatures struggling out of the teens and into the lower 20s for highs, the breeze will make it feel colder throughout the afternoon. Add to that, we'll have a few flurries and snow showers through the evening commute. Overnight tonight, high pressure will build in and skies will clear out and the wind will die out after sunset. This will allow temperatures to nosedive overnight tonight. Temperatures will settle into overnight lows in the 0 to 10 above range across most of interior New York and New England, but parts of the higher terrain could get down as low as 5 to 15 below zero. Clouds will be on the increase late tonight as an Alberta Clipper sweeps through the Great Lakes and into the northeast. Light snow will break out with this Clipper tomorrow morning. There may be some enhancement of the snowfall south of I-90 through the middle part of the day, and this is where I'm expecting to see the highest snowfall accumulation by tomorrow evening. Right now, it looks like most of the region will see at least 1 to 3 inches of snow, with parts of the Catskills, the Hudson Valley, south of Albany, and into southern New England as much as 2 to 4 inches of snow by the time the snow winds down tomorrow evening. Temperatures tomorrow will top out in the teens and lower 20s. Perhaps another shot of light snow overnight Tuesday night with a batch of energy rolling through, then we'll dry it out on Wednesday. With a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be back up to 30. We'll continue a moderating trend temperature-wise through the latter stages of the week, dry and milder with partly sunny skies Thursday back into the mid-30s, and scattered rain showers with lower 40s on Friday as a storm system in the middle of the country works its way through the Great Lakes. With the front coming through on Saturday, we'll continue the chance for rain showers with highs near 40 and then rain or snow likely on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the weather pattern has quieted down considerably behind the weekend storm in the northeastern U.S. Still, an increasing westerly wind will produce lake effect snows downwind of Lake Michigan, and most of the lakeshore communities in western lower Michigan will pick up 3 to 6 inches of snow by tomorrow. Winter weather advisories have been issued for these areas. Meanwhile, a high wind warning is in effect for the Rocky Mountain Front in Montana. Winds will increase later today and tonight, and gust as high as 65 miles per hour for both tomorrow and Wednesday. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Lake Forest, California, to a low of 32 below zero at International Falls, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy near 30, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 20s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with snow showers and highs near 20 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees, the average low 21, the record high 55 set in 1971, and the record low 11 in 1917. Sunrise this morning is at 7:19 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and very cold today, with highs in the teens, but closer to zero in the mountains. Increasing clouds tonight with lows near zero, although 0 to 15 below across the higher terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cold today with highs in the mid-20s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows near 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, breezy and cold with snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper teens. Cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows between 0 and 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sudden clouds, breezy, and cold today with highs near 20. Increasing clouds tonight with lows 0 to 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cold today with highs in the lower 20s. Increasing clouds tonight, 0 to 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with light snow likely, 1 to 3 inches in most places by the end of the day, lower to mid-20s. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday and Thursday, not as cold, around 30 Wednesday, mid-30s Thursday, lower 40s with a chance of rain showers Friday, rain showers possible Saturday near 40, and rain or snow possible Sunday with highs in the 30s and lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.